This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Some cities have come up with creative ways to jumpstart their pandemic-stricken music scenes. New York and Chicago have put on live shows of one kind or another. So far, Nashville, known as Music City, has not. WPLN's Paige Flager reports on how Nashville's independent venues and musicians are trying to navigate reopening on their own.
Dee's Country Cocktail Lounge is a 70s-inspired dive with a modest stage and a less modest disco ball. The roughly 100-person venue shut down mid-March and stayed that way for 5 months because Nashville's capacity limits made it too costly to reopen. Co-owner Daniel Walker says he wishes the city would step up.
I would like to see some more help coming from the government in the observation that, hey, we are Music City, so let's go ahead and protect our musicians, our artists, and the venues that support those musicians more.
Other city governments around the country have done that. New York is helping with an effort to have artists do hundreds of pop-up performances on the streets and to play at vaccine sites. Chicago's mayor launched a year-long plan to connect the city's artists with paid gigs, including a new festival honoring the city's diverse musical history. Musician Colleen O'Render has started playing at Dee's again to small audiences. She says the city didn't do enough to let people know there are safe ways to see shows.
Music's a draw for everybody that comes to Music City. That's what we're called. So they should have figured that out first, I think.
The mayor's office says the local vaccine rollout should trickle down to benefit musicians and venues. The city does have a fund it uses every year to solicit ideas for how to bring visitors to Nashville. This year, the fund is estimated to have about $2 million. One idea from a local nonprofit group, So Good, is to have a concert series.
This is Music City. Like, not only should we have recovery concerts, they should be the best recovery concerts in the world.
Board member Mark Etherly says his group's idea will be competing with others for those dollars. The city will decide in late June how to spend the money. In Nashville, I'm Paige Flager for Marketplace.